Hi, this is Becky Sabetta, voice of Charlie Hart and the creator of this podcast. The last time I started an episode off with a little introduction like this one, it was to announce the creation of our Tumblr. Today's announcement is actually pretty similar. We have a Twitter! If you like our show but aren't a big fan of Instagram or Tumblr, you can follow us over at The Extra Podcast. That's THEXTRAP. ODCAST. You can also check this episode's description if you want to see the spelling. Feel free to tag us and retweet our tweets! Announcements aside, I wanted to thank everyone who has supported this podcast so far. I especially want to thank anyone who stuck around long enough to listen to this episode. The hope was that this story would be heard by at least a few people, but I'm continuously blown away by how many people actually listen to these episodes. Your support inspires me to keep working on this story. It really means a lot to me. And speaking of the story, we've officially hit the halfway point of Extraterrestrials' first season. Counting this episode, we have 5 more to go. It's wild to think that this story has already come so far. I hope you'll continue to enjoy what we have in store for the characters in this world. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the episode! Season 1, Episode 6. Harper Bird, written by Becky Sabetta. On July 14th, 2017, the world as we Earthlings knew it changed forever, though no one realized it at the time. It was one of the clearest nights that the sprawling neighborhoods of Kirkfield, Connecticut had seen all summer. Some even said that they could see other planets. But that night, they saw a shooting star. NASA hadn't predicted it. No local stargazing groups had, either. It wasn't even predicted by the planetarium. Still, it quickly filled up local Instagram feeds and showed up on the news the next day, only to be long forgotten by the time school rolled around in the fall. But anyone who knew anything about astronomy knew that there was something special about this shooting star, because while it streaked across the sky like a shooting star, there was one major difference. It was bright purple, and shooting stars are rarely bright purple.
It's September 29th, 2019. It's lunchtime. Your stomach is rumbling as you scroll through the website you have pulled up on the computer. You ignore it. You need to finish this homework. You would have done it at home, but your laptop broke and you can't stand to stare at the tiny screen of your phone. That's when you see her. Charlie Hart. She looks like a ghost today. Bags underneath her eyes and skin pale. Her arms are laden with books you know she's checked out hundreds of times before. She's obsessed. But this is a new kind of obsession, even for her. You watch from afar. The clock ticks above the computer monitor as you get out of your seat. Homework and food can wait. Charlie is the type of girl who can become invisible even if she's the only one in the room. But your gaze is focused solely on her as she stares at the book in front of her. She has a little photo album beside her with a single word written on the front. Proof. In neat silver Sharpie. You're intrigued. More intrigued than you've ever been. And the longer you watch her, the more broken she becomes. She bites her quivering lip. If you're not mistaken, her eyes are even tearing up. She puts the book down, takes a deep breath, and holds her head in hands. You weigh your options. Oliver is nowhere to be found. Neither is Lucy. While the former cares more than the latter, you know approaching her when anyone is near threatens your interests. But Charlie is alone, so you plunge headfirst into the situation, even as the voice in the back of your head tells you that nothing good can come out of interacting with a girl who believes that aliens may have walked the Earth.
Hi, Harper.
Hey, what are you reading? Haven't seen those books before.
It's nothing. It's just something for school.
It doesn't look like it to me. It looks like something about aliens again.
Again?
You read a lot about them, don't you? I'd even guess you read those books before, but I have no idea why you're reading them again. You must have the information memorized by now, and there has to be some more recent stuff.
I just wanted to reread some old favorites.
You're a terrible liar, you know. What site did you get these pictures from? Come on, Charlie. I'm really curious. I've been thinking about learning more myself. Extraterrestrial life is interesting, to say the least. And these pictures are pretty good, even if they're probably fakes. There's just too many of them.
They're not.
How do you know for certain?
I took them.
Where?
Why do you want to know?
I told you. I'm interested. That's a spaceship, isn't it? I want to see it myself. Do you think it's the one that crashed years ago?
I thought I was the only one who believed that.
Well, you did see it crash, didn't you? I heard people talking about it. I didn't see it up close myself, but I don't know. Something's always felt odd about how it looked that night, and it being a crashed alien spaceship makes a lot of sense.
This isn't a trick?
No tricks involved.
I found it in the woods near the stream. I know this sounds crazy, but I think it was cloaked. That's why no one's noticed it.
I bet it was off the beaten path, too. People like being outdoors, but not to the point where they have to live behind the comforts of civilization.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I wanted to learn more, but there's only so much I can research on my own. I wanted to research Roswell again, and the metal found there matches the metal I found near the ship. It popped back into place when I tried to bend it, just like what the reports from Roswell said.
Roswell's real?
Apparently.
Why do you sound so conflicted? I thought you believed in aliens.
I do, it's just... I don't know. I was never really sure if it was anything other than a government experiment, and I'm worried that this is something like Roswell, too.
Well, I think you found something from the Little Green Men, Charlie.
You do?
Of course. By the way, where's Oliver? Shouldn't he be helping you out with something like this? I see how it is. He doesn't believe you, does he?
Yeah.
You know, I could be your new partner. I'm not saying that we have to do the whole best friend thing that you and Oliver have been doing for the past month, but I'm interested in aliens. You're interested in aliens. It makes sense for us to team up, doesn't it?
You really want to do that?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
I.
Don't worry about it. I'm just messing around. So, partner of mine, what's first on the agenda? Besides lunch, that is. I am starving.
Maybe we could go check out the ship? We could get sandwiches at my house on the way. I just need to go check out these books.
Sounds like a plan. I just need to turn off my computer. See you at the door?
Yeah.
You should feel guilty for manipulating her as you walk back to the computer. But it's been a long time since I've felt guilty about wrapping people around my little fingers.
Entry number 822. I told Nat about what happened. She's scared. I'm scared. I know I need to sever the connection between the ship and the pod, but I have to go to the ship first. I can't sever it from here. I thought going there would solve the problem, but then Nad pointed out that someone could have seen the ship, and if they saw the ship, they might come back. Cosmos, I know I'm being stupid, but all I can think about are all of those sci-fi movies I've seen, all the aliens getting shot or experimented on. I don't want to end up dead on a lab table. I can't say who saw the ship, if anyone even did. And I don't think the word fear can fully describe what I'm feeling right now. I feel like my world is going to end, and that there's nothing I can do to stop it. but I can't stop this. I just need to get to the ship. I'll go there, and once I'm there, I'll shift back into my actual form. The ship only recognizes me when I look like that. It's a result of the crash. Used to recognize me, recognize my family, in any of our forms. But now it's just a distant memory. I was seen. Oh, Cosmos, I was seen. There were people there. I saw them there when I got there. But I thought they had both left when I came out. And then there she was. Oh, she saw me. We stared at each other for nearly a minute before either one of us moved. She started to say something, but then I just ran back into the forest. I heard her follow me. Of course she did. Why wouldn't she? I looked like myself, not... I hid well. She couldn't find me. I thought she was going to, but I just held my breath like I did back home, just counting the moments until I could make a break for it. By the time she realized I had gone off somewhere else, I was already on the streets in a different form. Not that one, just some random stranger I came up with on the spot. I... Nat, I'm so sorry, but she saw me. The one person I know who believes in aliens, believes in this crash in this entire town, saw me. We're so... so done for, Nad. And it's all my fault.
Extraterrestrial is an indie podcast written and produced by Becky Sabetta. Becky also voices Charlie Hart. Benik Pavlovsky provides the voice for Codex, and Allie Winters voices Harper Bird. All music in this episode is by Becky Sabetta. The sound effects in this episode are courtesy of the following groups in the order that they are mentioned: Zap Splat, PM, SFX, and Glitch Tones. Episodes are posted on the first Saturday of every month on Buzzsprout, Spotify, and wherever else you access your podcasts. Check out more about Extraterrestrial and the work that went into it on its Instagram at extraterrestrial.podcast. You can also find similar content over at its Tumblr at extraterrestrialpodcast.tumblr.com or on its Twitter at TheExtraPodcast. Thank you for listening.